The Marquis de Carabas was exhausted. He leaned against the tunnel wall and stared at the steps that went up ahead of him. Then he pulled out the golden pocket watch and looked at the time. 35 minutes had passed since he fled the hospital cellar.
"Is it an hour yet?"
asked Mr. Vandemar. He was sitting on the steps ahead of the Marquis, picking his nails with a knife.
"Not even close," gasped the Marquis.
"Felt like an hour," said Mr.
Vandemar helpfully. There was a shiver in the world, and Mr. Krupp stood behind the Marquis de Carabas. He still had powder on his chin. De Carabas stared at Mr. Krupp. Then he turned back to look at Mr. Vandemar. And then, spontaneously, the Marquis de Carabas began to laugh. Mr. Krupp smiled.
"You find us funny, Messer Marquis, do you not? A source of amusement, is that not so? With our pretty clothes and our convoluted circumlocutions," Mr. Vandemar murmured.
"I haven't got a circumlo."
"And our little sillinesses of manner and behavior. And perhaps we are funny."
Mr. Krupp raised one finger then and waggled it at de Carabas.
"But you must never imagine," he continued, "that just because something is funny, Messer Marquis, it is not also dangerous."
Mr. Vandemar threw his knife at the Marquis, hard and accurately. It hit him, hilt first, on the temple. His eyes rolled up in his head, and his knees buckled.
"Circumlocution," said Mr. Krupp to Mr. Vandemar. "It's a way of speaking around something, a digression, verbosity."
Mr. Vandemar picked up the Marquis de Carabas by his waistband and dragged him up the stairs, his head bump, bump, bumping on each step as they went, and Mr. Vandemar nodded.
"I wondered," he said.